The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Bulmers is one of Ireland's best-known drinks brands, made in Clonmel since the 1930s. It has dominated the cider market for years, but recently has seen new competitors eat into its market share. Those new rivals, owned by Heineken and Diageo, have much bigger pockets and pose a significant threat. So how well-placed is Bulmers to cope? News Talk's Deputy Business Editor Gavin McLaughlin joins me now to talk about the business of Bulmers. Gavin, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Give us a bit of history about Bulmers.
Well, the name comes from an English cider company founded in the 19th century, and in the 1930s they teamed up with an Irish guy who was producing cider in Clonmel in County Tipperary. And as part of the deal, this Irish guy, William Magner, he started calling his cider Bulmers as well. So the companies essentially merged. But later, the Bulmers Irish business is sold off, kept the rights to the name Bulmers in Ireland, but it became a separate business. And so now you have Bulmers here in Ireland, made in Clonmel by a company called C&C. Bulmers in the UK is a different cider made by another company. And as people know, when Irish Bulmers is sold in Britain, it's called Magners, after the guy who had started making that cider in Clonmel all those years ago.
The last few years, though, have been difficult for C&C and for Bulmers, haven't they?
Yeah, well, even before COVID, there were problems. So before 2015, say, they were way in front of any other ciders here. But then Orchard Thieves launched, made a significant dent in the Bulmers market share. It's owned by Heineken, which is a much bigger company than C&C. It has much more marketing resources, and it has the capacity to offer competitive deals to pubs to take Orchard Thieves in. We've also had Appleman's and Rockshore Cider launched as well by Diageo, again a much bigger company, although those two probably haven't done quite as well as Orchard Thieves. So if you just look at C&C's 2019 financial year, they sold 39.2 million litres of Bulmers here. In the 2020 financial year, which for them is pre-COVID, it was 36.6, so a 6.6% decline, even pre-COVID. And basically they said the problem was the competitors. Another problem, perhaps, is that in previous years they haven't invested as much in marketing the brand as much as they could have. And that makes life more difficult with younger customers. Roland French from Davy explains.
It's important to understand that the prior management team essentially prioritised profit and cash flow over reinvesting in the brand. So there's an element that the Gen Z customer hasn't seen Bulmers on the TV. So the recent national advertising campaign is the first time Bulmers has been on the TV in 3 years. I suspect they don't understand to the same extent as the older customer the kind of the heritage, the provenance, the bottle over ice on a summer's day. So they're doubling down on that. So the way we look at it is, you know, typically a Heineken and one of the larger brewer brand owners, they would invest about 12-13% of all their sales back into marketing. These C&C historically were about 4-5%, and they're aiming to lift that to 10%. Effectively, that's where they're going to make a big push from now over into the next year or so.
That's Roland French from Davies. Another problem is that cider sales as a whole have actually fallen in Ireland, whatever about the competition issues.
Yeah, now that's where COVID comes in. So in 2019, cider had 7.4% of the alcohol market. In 2020, it was 6.9%. And in 2021, it was 5.8. So cider sales down overall more than 15% in that period. So what happened was there was a general shift away from beer and cider towards wine. And the effect on Bulmers was pretty stark. So remember I said they sold 36.6 million litres in their 2020 financial year. In 2021, that went down to 30 million. Now in 2022, it recovered to 33, but that's obviously still well below pre-COVID levels. Jonathan McDade from drinks industry group Drinks Ireland explained why cider sales suffered.
It's simply because the way cider is consumed in Ireland. So in a typical year, I mean, our industry estimates would state that about 45% of the cider that we consume is consumed in our pubs, you know, our hotels and restaurants. And that was certainly the figure in 2019 before the pandemic. Since then, when the pandemic, you know, started in early 2020, that share of consumption from the hospitality sector went from 45% to 16%. So cider, like beer, was actually quite exposed because, you know, the hospitality sector is such an important part of the cider trade. And when you had, you know, I think in Q2 of 2020, and you had a full lockdown followed by significant restrictions on the hospitality sector going well into 2021, that obviously resulted in such a dramatic fall in cider sales in Ireland.
Jonathan McDade explaining the importance of the pub for cider drinking. Another issue that the drinks industry generally is facing is that people, believe it or not, are drinking less alcohol.
It's true, yeah. In Ireland, alcohol consumption per capita has been declining really since 2000. Sort of a few lumps and bumps along the way, but that's been the long-term trend, and not just here. So every year per capita, according to the WHO, we drink the equivalent of 12.75 litres of pure alcohol. That's a 2019 figure, whereas in 2000 it was 15.56. And just let me read to you this piece of analysis. It's from a couple of years ago, but it's by an investment bank, Berenberg. People may have heard me mention this before. They said, talking about CNC, the company that makes Bulmers, social media culture has placed significant emphasis on vanity and looks, to which alcohol and smoking are not conducive. People have been put off the consumption of alcohol that may lead to them going viral for being wasted on camera. 20 years of anti-drug, anti-smoking and anti-alcohol education has done its job. It is no longer uncool to not drink or take drugs.
So it looks like it would be very difficult for Bulmers to get any significant growth.
Well, I think that's probably true. I mean, will they sell more litres going forward? Say get back to 40 million plus? It won't be easy. I mean, they have grown their market share during COVID. They've taken back some ground from their rivals. And I think that's to do with people wanting to support Irish. But overall, sales are still well below pre-COVID levels, as I mentioned. So if you don't sell the same amount of litres as you used to, is there another way that you can make more money? And the answer is yes, through what's called premiumization, which is a big trend at the moment. In other words, people might be drinking less, but what they are drinking tends to be better quality and maybe comes with a higher profit margin. So let's go back to Roland French from Davy.
People are drinking less alcohol, and what you're seeing is that some of the big trends is towards premiumization and innovation. So whereas once you may have had somebody buying 4 pints of beer on a Friday night, they might have 3 units, and one might be a cocktail, one might be the latest gin, and one might be a hard seltzer. So there's definitely premiumization is one, and innovation is two. There's what we call the cult of neophilia, which is effectively the customer puts a large emphasis on novelty. And that's whether that's a flavor or a format. So you're starting to see the mix change. So you might have in the round in the sector, volumes may be, the trajectory of volumes may still be kind of trending down in context of kind of health and wellness. But actually what they're doing is the absolute dollar spent may be held up by a more premium, higher margin product.
That's Roland French from Davy there. So that is an opportunity for CNC, but you have to remember again, when it comes to innovation and coming up with new types of cider or whatever, they are much smaller than their rivals. So that makes reinventing the wheel a bit more difficult, you would think. Doesn't stop them trying, though. They have been introducing new products. CNC Marketing Director Lucy Henderson explained what they've been doing with Bulmers at an event last month.
And what we've done is really focus on driving relevancy of Bulmers with the Irish consumer. We've brought in a new campaign. We've got a new awareness. We've been putting money behind it. We've been investing. We've been focusing on new trends. We've brought out Bulmers Light, Bulmers 00. We've brought out flavors. We've been absolutely leveraging on the categories that we know we can recruit new consumers and get reappraisal from our current consumers.
And that's Lucy Henderson from CNC. She mentioned the introduction of non-alcoholic Bulmers. Is there a flaw in that strategy maybe?
Well, non-alcoholic beer is one thing. It's kind of a new product, but we already have non-alcoholic cider, really, don't we? I mean, we have had it for years. Cydona, much cheaper, and you can even buy apple juice. So I'm not sure non-alcoholic cider will succeed like non-alcoholic beer. Obviously, we've the cost of living crisis as well. That's a clear threat. You would expect spending on alcohol may be cut back. And Bulmers is going to get more expensive. They've said that. They've said price rises are coming to deal with the rise in input costs for them. So to sum up overall, they've a strong market position. They're well established. They're Irish, which helps in the battle against sort of foreign rivals. They're going to sell plenty of cider. They remind me a bit of Ayr in telecoms. I think they'll continue to have the dominant position in the market, but they may just get chipped away at over time by their competitors and this trend of less alcohol being drunk.
Well, Gavin, thank you very much for that. News Talk's Deputy Business Editor, Gavin McLaughlin.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.